I'm Matt Bush for BPR News. Voters in North Carolina this fall will decide plenty of high-stakes elections for local, state, and federal offices. But that might only be the half of it, as several proposed amendments to the state constitution may also come before voters. As the General Assembly wraps up its work for the year, several proposed amendments are before lawmakers. Democratic Governor Roy Cooper wishes the General Assembly would slow down with some of the more controversial amendments that put he and Republican legislative leaders at odds. Speaking in Asheville Tuesday afternoon, the governor said too little time for analysis is being left for amendments that would mandate photo ID to vote, capping the state income tax rate, and changing appointment powers to the board that oversees elections in North Carolina.
The language is confusing, and there needs to be more time spent on these types of constitutional amendments, which are always serious.
The two proposed constitutional amendments that have cleared the General Assembly thus far did so with at least some bipartisan support. One expands notification rights for victims of crime, while the other forever preserves for the public good the right to hunt, fish, and harvest wildlife in North Carolina. I'm Matt Bush.